Hi guys, welcome back to Virginia Unfiltered. Let's get it. Okay guys, on today's episode of Virginia Unfiltered, it's gonna be a little different. It's not the episode I thought I would be recording on my second like episode type of thing, but it is something I do want to address because at the end of the day, this is my life and I am talking about my life. But before I start getting into this topic, I do wanna put a disclaimer out there and say that like, all I'm doing is talking about my side, talking about my hurt, talking about my experience with this situation. In no way, shape, or form am I trying to bring someone down, trying to bash someone's character or this and that. I'm just going to talk about my hurt and my pain because this is something that, like, I went through this week. And if it wasn't for what I went through this week, I wouldn't be talking about this topic. But since I did go through it, I'm going to talk about it. Like, And at the end of the day, I feel like I have every right to talk about this topic because this is something that happened to me. And since this is a podcast about me, like, I shouldn't feel ashamed or like feel bad that I am talking about this topic. I don't know how to start it off. But pretty much over the weekend or whatever, or how should I start this? I don't know how to start this because, like, I don't want to be like, because part of me wants to be petty, honestly, like, being real. Like, I want to be petty. I want to straight up just be the pettiest bitch out there. I just want to be the old Virginia and just be petty queen. But, you know, I have grown. I have matured. And, like, part of me does want to be, like, more mature, more adult-ish. Because, like, we're not in high school. And I know we're not in high school. And that's not me anymore. But I want to be petty because I'm so mad and angry. I'm so mad and angry because I just don't understand that I just don't understand why this happened. And I guess I just know the moment I start talking about it, I'm not gonna shut up and I'm just gonna keep talking. And I just don't want it to create an issue or to like anything to be made of this. But like I said, this is my life and I gotta speak about my life. But I guess I'm hurt and I'm angry because it's just like someone that I thought was my best friend, that, like, I was so super close to. And, like, when someone you're so close to does a 360 on you, I feel like you don't know how to react and you don't know what to do. Because it's such a curveball. It just throws you so off guard. Especially, like, when you thought you guys were fine. You guys thought you guys were cool. You guys, like, in your mind or in my mind, I didn't think nothing was wrong. I didn't think anything, like, I didn't think I did anything to hurt this person or like, for me to, like, make this person ignore me, act like I'm not there when I'm in front of them. And I feel like that's just so fucked up. And it's just, like, how could a friend you've known for so long sit in a table with you and not acknowledge you? How could someone you were so close to act like you don't exist and treat you like trash? Like, dude, if you don't like me or if I did something to you, like, I feel like I deserve the respect for you to tell me what I did wrong or for you to acknowledge me. Like, don't act like I'm not there. Don't, like if I'm talking to the table, don't dismiss me. Don't act like I'm not talking to you. Like, I'm a grown-ass adult. Like, I'm a grown-ass adult. Like, I know how to act mature. And how can someone that speaks so highly on positivity and be so mature not be so mature? And I feel like that's the part that makes me the angriest the most. And it's just like, dude, like, we're supposed to be super close. We're supposed to be best friends. We're supposed to be tight. And if I did anything to hurt you, I feel like I deserve enough respect. I feel like I deserve enough respect for you to talk to me as a grown adult and tell me what I did wrong. Like, don't do this little kid shit and, like, act like I don't fucking exist and then block me. And because it's just, like, I feel like that's just so petty and that's just so childlike because it's just, like, we're supposed to be best friends and then you go out and block me. Like, what? Like, I feel like that's just such a slap in the face and such a form of disrespect. Because it's just, like, where, like, you're supposed to love me, dude. Like, we're supposed to be family and then, like, you go out and you just block me and not tell me why. And it's just, like, I feel like I deserve, and this is, I feel like this is the part that sucks. I want to know why. I want my answers, and I want to know why did this person do what they did. Because in my mind, the more I think about it, the more I, like, I just think and I wonder, I'm like, what the hell or where the fuck did I go wrong for this person to do what they did to me? And it's just, like, I felt like if I had an issue with that person, I would have addressed it. And if that person had an issue with me, I would have addressed it. I feel like we've been friends for so long that, like, I deserve the respect to be addressed. And I feel like that's the part that hurts the most, is the fact that, like, I didn't get the chance or the option to have a conversation with. It was more of like, late, I'm out. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, that's just so mean. It's just like, and I feel like what pours my blood is that, like, you speak on positivity, you speak on this and that, and you just treat someone like this, someone that, like, you considered family, someone you considered your best friend. It's just like, damn, that's fucked up. And, you know, and obviously, like, that person doesn't just, like, the thing, too, that sucks is, like, the mature side of me knows that they don't owe me anything, that they don't owe me any explanation, that it's their life at the end of the day, and they have every right to do what they have to do. But at the same time, it's just like, bro, we were best friends. You know, like, we were fucking so tight that, like, the fact that I just get blocked for no reason, it's just, like, I feel like that's where, like, I'm kind of stuck, in the sense that, like, yes, it's your life, and yes, you could do what you want, but it's just, like, aren't you going to consider the other person's feelings? That, like, where is the need of having a conversation? I feel like being mature and being all about growth and spirituality and all that, I feel like you need to give people the ability to talk. But then again, I know I can't say that. I know I have no right to tell this person, be like, hey, I think it's fucked up you did this. Because at the end of the day, they're going to live their life. And I know that. I know that this person is going to live their life, be who they want to be. And, like, that's great. Happy. I just feel like my hurt comes from the fact that you thought it was okay, or you thought it was fine if I didn't get owned in conversation. Because I feel like if we're tight like that, I deserve to own a conversation. I deserve that conversation. And I didn't get that conversation. So it sucks. And I feel like at first I was angry. And I feel like I'm still at the angry stage, and I know that I am so angry about what happened or how everything played out because I'm so hurt, you know? And like, I'm the type of person that's just like, if I'm so hurt, anger is the first emotion that pops up for me. Like, whenever I'm hurt, whenever someone does something to me I don't like, it's anger. I know that for a fact. So right now, I'm angry. I'm furious. I'm pissed. Because I'm so hurt. Because, like, this is the last thing I expected. And it's just like, I get it. Protect your peace and everything. But what the fuck? You know? And it's just like, I got blocked. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to me. And it's just like, I got blocked. That, like, even saying the fact that, like, one of my, I guess, ex-best friends now blocked me, that's crazy. Because it's just like, we've been friends for so long, you don't have a conversation with me, you block me. That's wild. And I know you guys hearing this, if you guys know me, you guys are gonna be like, oh my god, T, but like, I'm not doing this for the T. I'm doing this to vent. I'm doing this because right now, this is my only source where I can actually, like, let out my feelings and let out how I feel. So in no way, shape, or form am I spilling any tea. I'm just speaking my truth and my hurt, and I have every right to do that because this is my podcast. And if you don't like that shit, don't listen to it. It's that easy. But I am gonna speak my truth and my pain on this, because like I said, it's my podcast at the end of the day, and I could speak on whatever I want to speak on. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it, and that's fine. So yeah, that happened to me in the beginning of the week, and I was just shipping out because I was just like, and honestly, I was so mad that I was just like, I'm gonna be petty, I'm gonna talk shit, I'm gonna go off on my podcast. And then I was just like, I'm glad I didn't record it right away, and like, I recorded more later out in the week, that I feel like I'm doing this non-petty, because I could be very petty. But I feel like me doing this is a healthy way of doing this. Because I could have been pettier. And I feel like that's where I'm proud of myself. Because I handled the situation with so much class and so much respect. Because it could have been a shit show. Hello, I'm Virginia Chavez. I'm dramatic. It could have been a shit show. I'm honestly going to take this time to applaud myself for not being petty. For not doing so many things. For not saying so many things and like keeping my mouth shut. But I feel like the thing that took me over the edge where like I'm gonna address this is the fact that I was blocked, because it's just like, okay, ma'am, that's how you feel. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing me your true sides. And I feel like what sucks the most is that like that ass, I just feel used. And I just feel like that's the main thing I'm feeling, is the fact that like, I feel like for this friend, I was just a filler friend. I was just a friend that you would use because I'm free, this and that. And I feel like, obviously I don't want to feel used, but that's what I feel. Because it's just like, I feel like now that I don't serve your needs, and bottom line is I just feel used by this person, because it's just like, you say this and that about other people behind their back, but yeah, I used to hang out with them, but yet me, God knows what I did to you, but you don't talk to me anymore. You know, like, you block me when I feel like I did nothing wrong, you know? And it's just like, I feel like that's not right, how like you give every other person a chance, but for some reason Virginia Chavez gets blocked. I feel like that's just so fucked up, because it's just like, dude, we're supposed to be best friends, we're supposed to be besties for lifers, where the fuck is that at, you know? Like, it's blocked. But yeah, it just makes no sense. And then to add on top of that situation, another situation occurred. How do I say this? How do I address this situation? With my, it's so weird. Okay, so like my ex is not from, well, he is from here, but like he lives across the states, across United America, across United. He lives in a different state. That's a, he. I live in the, we live in the West Coast. We live in the West. The country, yeah. Is it the country? Okay, so he lives across. So my ex-boyfriend lives across the country. And I love that. I love the fact that he lived on the other side of it, because I did not get to acknowledge him. I did not get to, like, that part of my life, not that part of my life, but, like, that pain, that hurt, like, it was gone, because he was all the way over there. And then recently, it's so weird because I have intuition, and like my intuition's crazy. I had a dream about homeboy, and in that dream I was walking home and I saw him, and I froze, freaked the fuck out, and I'm like, nope. You know? And then like once I had that dream, I woke up feeling like, damn, he's in town. He is dead ass in town. He's gonna come to town soon. Like, he's in town. I just, like, something told me he's gonna be in town soon. And then I try to brush it off, because I'm like, dude, homeboy lives in that city. Like, yeah, it's close to me, but, like, he lives in that city. There's no way our paths will cross. Like, not 1 ounce of our paths should cross. But on Wednesday, I woke up, and I felt so weird. I felt so heavy. I felt like I just had the feeling to stay home. Like, something told me to keep myself busy and to stay home. And it's just like, I followed my intuition, and I was just like, you know what, like, I am just gonna stay home, you know, like, I'm not gonna go out, I'm gonna stay home. And, like, I was just working on my mirrors, because I own a business called, oh my god, what's it called? These Crystals. I'm the worst. So I have a business, it's called These Crystals, follow that shit. So I was making mirrors, and, like, I'm doing mirrors, and, you know, like, something just told me, like, keep busy, be busy, like, stay home. And then my mom comes home and she's like, oh my god, come with me to the store. And I'm like, I can't, I'm busy. And it's so weird, because usually my mom presses me. She's like, come to the store with me. And this time I'm like, nah, like, I'm busy. Like, I'm doing something, like, I can't go. And then she goes to the store and she sees homeboy. And then she sees him or whatever. And then she comes home and she tells me. And when she told me he was here, I feel like my heart sank. I was just like, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I was like, first of all, I was like, the fuck he's doing on this side? Not that, like, I own Sun Valley, you know, but it's just like, what are you doing over here? Like, I just felt like, why are you so close to my home? I don't know. It was very triggering for me. And it's just like, the part that sucks the most is that it felt real. I feel like all the, oh my god, emotions. Ugh. See, this is what I didn't want. I feel like all the finding out he cheated on me throughout our relationship, the whole hurt, the way he left, I feel like all those feelings and all that, like, that door opened, and it's just like he's real, you know, like, he's an actual human being. And I feel like that's the part that sucks the most, is that, like, he's here, And it's just like, damn, why are you here? Like, ew. And the fact that, like, I know he's here, I feel like it made him real. It made him a person. It made, like, the hurt I went through, the pain I went through, like, it made it real and it made it pop up again. And I'm like, fuck. Because it's just that, like, and I feel like that's the thing that healing is such a bitch. Honestly, like, healing is such a bitch. Like, it's the best feeling in the world to heal, like, don't get me wrong. But it's such a bitch because it's, like, it's not linear. It's not a straight fucking line. Like, you're gonna heal through something over and over and over again until you actually get to the bottom of it. You know, like, when the situation with me and him first came up, I dealt with it. I healed. But it's coming up again. And it's just like, I have more healing to do. And it's just like, I thought I was done. But, like, obviously, like, I'm not. And, like, healing is not linear, and I know that. So, like, I can't get mad at it because it's just, like, I have to deal with these emotions. Like, I feel like him being here or, like, my mom seeing him and everything just made it be known that, like, you know what? You still have some healing to do, baby girl. You still need to, like, work through that, fix that, and do all that. And I feel like it's weird because, like, I forgave him for cheating on me. Like, yeah, he doesn't know that. I, like, and I don't have a conversation with him because, like, homeboy's a little bitch. I don't want to say that. That's mean. I don't want to, like, but. Like, oh my, like, I don't, like, that's mean to say about someone. But, like, he just did very mean things. And he played the two most beautiful girls. He fucked up two diamonds. He messed up two people that don't deserve. He just gave two people emotional trauma that did not need emotional trauma. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay, because there's no reason for him to have played me and baby girl like that. None reason at all. But he did, whatever, over with. But anyways, I still have to heal through that, and I know that. And I feel like what also sucks is that, there goes my fridge again. I feel like that might be a common theme, my fridge. And I feel like the thing on top of that, that, like, that happened the same week I got blocked, is the fact that, like, I couldn't even tell her about it because it's just, like, she is one of the first people that would be like, oh, hey, this happened to me. And, like, I'll talk to her about it. But since I'm blocked, I'm like, okay. And I feel like it was just, like, getting blocked, homeboy coming back. I'm like, why are so many emotional things happening to me? And then again, I know that, what's in, is Uranus in retrograde? One of the planets are in retrograde, so I knew I was going to do a lot of healing, you know, I forgot which one, but I knew I was going to do a lot of healing as it was, but I felt like the two things I need to heal on is not the things I think I thought I needed to heal on, so it's kind of like, oh, what the fuck? But yeah, that's like, so that's what happened to me this week, and I feel like it's just crazy, because it's just like, you really think you're done with the topic, or, like, you really think someone's in your life forever. And it's just, like, it just goes to show that, like, no one really knows what's gonna happen. Like, literally, like, life is so unplanned. Like, so many things happen. Who knows the reasons why they happen, but they happen. And it's just, like, we have no control over them. And I feel like that's the part that sucks the most. I feel like that's the part that sucks the most, is that, like, we want answers. We want to know why this person left. Ooh, you know what? That reminds me, I feel like that's also why I have an issue with the way homegirl blocked me, is because my ex, the way he left me was basically he ghosted me, and yeah, he ghosted me, and like, I didn't hear from him. Like, I felt like a fucking stalker fucking girlfriend being like, oh, hey, why aren't you replying to me? Hey, you know, like, fucking texting homeboy, like, nonstop. Like, literally, I got ghosted, and the fact that, like, homegirl ghosted me again. No, not again. But I feel like the fact that homegirl ghosted me reminded me of my ex. My ex came back. You see, that's the pattern. That's the pattern I just realized. You see, this is why I'm doing this. Because I talk, and the fact that I'm talking freely, this is like my journal. Anyways, I feel like I'm saying a lot of words. But I feel like, I don't know. It's just like, it's just been such a tough emotional week. And I know how to deal with these emotions. And I am going to deal with these emotions. But it just sucks. Because it's, like, it's a lot of anger, and I know the anger comes from being hurt, and it's just, like, not to get through the hurt. It just sucks, because it's just, like, life is crazy. So, my advice is to you guys is to not have no friends, and to never date, so that way you could never get hurt. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine. No, I feel like it just sucks because I know I want answers. I want answers from the both of them. You know, like, I wish I could, like, just be like, knock, knock, hey, why'd you do this? What's your reasoning? And I feel like the main thing is that, like, we can't. We have to move on. We have to go through life. And we just have to go through life without getting answers on why people hurt us. You know, because people are going to hurt us regardless. Whether they're realizing that they're hurting us or not, like, they're going to hurt us. And it sucks because we can get answers. And I feel like I hate that. I want to know. Like, I want to know why you cheated on me. I want to know why you blocked me. Like, I want to know the answers. And not having these answers fucks with me. And I feel like that drives me crazy because it's just like, I want answers. I want to know why you did what you did. Like, what the fuck, you know? But it's just like, I feel like it's just realizing that, like, I can't control that. I can't know why you hurt me, why you betrayed me. And I just have to live with that. I just have to live with the fact that two people I love the most hurt me. And I have to work internally within myself. And I have to move on, forgive them internally. And you know what? And with that, you don't have to do it right away. And don't feel like you have to forgive people right away because they hurt you. You could be mad at them as long as you want. Be mad. Be frustrated. Be like, fuck this person. Fuck that person. Like, be angry. Be angry as much as you can. There's nothing wrong with being angry. Be angry. Let your anger feel out. Because if you don't let your anger be anger, that doesn't make sense. But, like, if you don't let yourself be angry, you're just building that up and you're going to explode. So let yourself be angry. Let yourself hate this person. Like, don't wish no harm on them. Like, I'm not saying that at all, but hate them. Hate them and be like, bro, fuck you. You're a shitty ass person for what you fucking did to me. And it's okay for that. It's okay for me to be angry at you. It's okay for me to be hurt by your actions because your actions did fucking hurt me. So be angry. And right now I am at the phase of like, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck him, like, both of you guys, because it's just, like, y'all hurt me, you know, and it's just, like, it's okay, I'm allowed to be angry, I'm allowed to feel what I'm feeling, because I'm hurt, this is my truth, this is my side, both those people hurt me, and I'm allowed to be angry, you know, and who knows, you know, maybe later on, I'll be in the step where I'm like, okay, I could forgive them now, but don't feel like you have to forgive them right away, because you don't. You let yourself feel that roller coaster, let yourself feel that emotional roller coaster. Be angry one day, be sad the next. Feel your emotions, but don't forgive them, or don't rush yourself to forgive them. Forgive them when you know it's time to forgive them. Don't feel forced to forgive them. Don't feel forced to be healed and be okay with what they did. No. Let yourself feel, like, there's no time limit, or there's not being like, oh, you have to forgive them by Tuesday or else this and that. Like, no, you could forgive them whenever the fuck you want to forgive them, because it's your life, it's your pain, and it's your hurt. I want to stay mad at this person for months. I'm gonna stay mad at this person for months because that's how much they hurt me. You don't have to be healed just to be healed. And I feel like that's the thing people see wrong about spirituality, is that they think you have to heal right away, you have to forgive right away, you have to be nice right away. I was like, no, the fuck you don't. Spirituality is so open and it's so beautiful that it's your path. You take as much time as you want, but don't dwell on it. That's the thing. Do not dwell on it. Don't let anger be the only emotion you feel. You know, like, don't over obsess that you're like, you're angry and you like, you're so angry you want to wish them bad. Like, no, you could be angry at them and still love them, still care for them, but you could also be angry at them. I'm not saying like fucking ruin this person's life. Like, no, like, forget that person. You know, like, they hurt you. Okay, like, you, like, feel your hurt, but don't do anything to hurt them back. Don't be spiteful, because then that's when you're fucked up. And I feel like that's when you're fucking up your own life, and that's when you're not going forward, because hurting them or doing shit in return to hurt them as much as they hurt you, that's not gonna work. That's not healthy for anyone. That's not gonna help you, and that's not helping them. It's not helping you, because at the end of the day, once you're over the angry stage, you're going to feel guilty because you're like, damn, I did that out of spite and that's not correct. You know, so I just feel like you have to recognize that it's okay to be mad at people, but don't be mad. I'm sorry, imagine. it's okay to be mad at people, but don't hate them to the extent where you want to hurt them. You could hate them, but just because you're hurt. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to hate them and cause them pain. Like, there's no need to cause them pain. You know, like, they already caused you pain. Why do you want to be like them? They hurt you. Be the better person and get healed properly. Don't be no fake shit. That's not shade. I feel like it was shade because I said shade. But, like, just heal properly. There's not a time limit on when to get healed. If a person hurts you and you want to be mad at them, be mad at them. You don't have to be healed right away. You don't have to forgive them right away. This is your life. You say what time frame is what. If you want to be mad for one day, forgive them the next. Okay, that's you. That's your life. Bravo to you. But if I feel like for me, I'm at the stage of anger. And I don't know when I'll be in the stage. I feel like I'm in the stage of anger and sadness. I feel like that's where I'm at. I'm like, I'm sad. I'm happy. No, I'm not sad. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm angry. But I know those are the emotions I'm feeling right now. I know in right now, I'm not ready to forgive these people. I'm still hurt by what homeboy did, and I am still hurt because homegirl did to me was just so fresh, so like that's okay, I could be hurt, but I'm recognizing that, and like I don't have to forgive them. I don't have to like do whatever people say, like you're so hung up on that like I'm gonna be hung up on it as long as I want to be hung up on it, because it's my life. I'm gonna do what Virginia Chavez is gonna do, and that's okay. You're gonna do what you're gonna do, because that's your life. If you're the person that loves to forgive and forget, kudos to you. That's not me. You know, and I'm not going to pretend that's me. But I feel like the overall message for this episode is that, like, people are going to hurt you. And it's just, like, it's okay to be mad at them. Don't feel like you have to be Miss Fucking Positivity and being like, or, like, don't feel like you have to be on this fucking high wavelength, or you have to be, like, oh my God, this and that. Like, if someone's hurt you, fucking be hurt, be mad at them, shit, it's your life, you know, it is what it is. Don't dwell on that feeling, you know, like, don't let anger consume you. At one point, I feel like if you trust your intuition enough, or if you trust who you are enough, and if you know who you are, you'll know when it is time to let go of the hurt or the anger. But don't feel forced to forgive people. If people hurt you, people hurt you, you know, like, you don't have to forgive them just to forgive them. That felt nice to talk. I felt like, I honestly feel like, what the fuck did I talk about? But yeah, like, if you have gone through it, not gone through it, but like, honestly, if you have gone through it too, but like, if you have been in the position where I am, where like, people, or like, not people. If you have been in the position where I am, in the sense that, like, as someone, like, someone you really loved and cared for hurt you out of nowhere, or, like, your ex comes back and, like, these feelings emerge again and you're like, what the fuck? And, like, you just want to talk about something like that, message me. You can message me on my Instagram. Like, I'm more than happy to conversate, like, give you some of my tips. And I don't even give you some more tips, or tell you how, like, I went through certain shit, or, like, how I'm feeling, and maybe, like, we can help each other out, you know, like, my messages are open, like, you're more than open to come and talk to me, you know, it's just, like, it's kumbaya happiness over here, not happiness, but it's, like, words, I don't even know what the fuck I meant to say with that, like, straight up, I don't even know what the fuck I was trying to say, but, yeah, like, I feel like the moral of my story is that, like, my messages are open if you guys want to talk. Like, don't be scared or shy to message me. I'm not going to lick nothing. I'm going to link my Instagram down below. But yeah, guys, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. This was dope. You know, I think that's it for this week's episode. And I kind of like the way this episode went, because, like, I didn't even know what it was going to be until, like, I just started talking. And I feel like that's how much the episodes are really going to be, like, formatted. Like, we're going to see what message comes out of me. And then we're just going to see how, like, I'm basically just going to tell you shit that's going on in my life. And we're going to see what inspiring message comes out of it, you know. But, yeah, guys, thank you for listening to Virginia Unfiltered. Peace!